بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة عبد الرحمن بن صخر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله لا ينظر إلى أجسادكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم. رواه مسلم. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, whose real name was Abdul Rahman bin Zakhar, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at a person's body. Allah does not look at your bodies. Allah does not look at your appearances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your heart. Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned another hadith very similar, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَاكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah does not look at your outer forms, your appearances, how handsome, how beautiful you may look. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your wealth, how much you possess. Allah ta'ala looks at two things. Allah looks at the heart of the person and his a'mal. Allah looks at the sincerity of intention the person has, the ikhlas he has, the manner in which he performs the actions. I mentioned right in the beginning, there are two important aspects for the acceptance of any person's deeds. Any good deed we do, there are two things that we have to get correct. Number one is our ikhlas. Do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. And number two, it must be in conformance with the sharia. It must be according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in this particular hadith, we understand that Allah ta'ala looks at the heart of the person to see how genuine, how sincere he is. And Allah looks at the a'mal of the person as well. In other words, it's not just a person says, no, I've got a clean heart and the amal is in my heart. He does not need salat. He says, I've got salat in my heart. That also is incorrect. The person has to perform salat according to the sunnah, and in his performing of salat also, he must be sincere in his intention. The next hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. explains about a person who fights in the path of Allah. And he fights very bravely. But look at the intention that the person has. So Rasulullah was asked regarding a person who fights out of patriotism, or he fights to show his bravery, or he fights out of ostentation and show, to show the people how brave and courageous he is. Which person is regarded to be in the path of Allah? وعن أبي موسى عبد الله بن قيس الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الرجل يقاتل شجاعة ويقاتل حمية ويقاتل رياء أي ذلك في سبيل الله؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من قاتل لتكون كلمة الله العليا فهو في سبيل الله. متفق عليه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was questioned, he was asked that a man fights shaja'atan, to show his bravery, or he fights to protect his family honor, or patriotism, or a person fights for show and ostentation, which one is regarded to be in the path of Allah? Rasulullah gave a beautiful principle. He says, man qatala litakuna kalimatullahi hiya al-ulya fahuwa fi sabilillah. The one who fights so that the word of Allah, the kalima la ilaha illallah, this reigns supreme, he is regarded to be in the path of Allah. In other words, a person who fights for any of the other reasons, for show, ostentation, to show the people how brave, how courageous he is, or to just out of riya, and just he wants people to praise him, then this is not regarded as being in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do we understand from this hadith? It warns us that we should always, imagine a thing like fighting in the path of Allah, and a person becomes shaheed. But if his intention was not correct, he did not do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that great deed also is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وعن أبي بكرة نفيع بن الحارث الثقفي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفيهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار. قلت يا رسول الله هذا القاتل ما بال المقتول؟ قال إنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه. متفق عليه. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, he mentions that two Muslims fight one another. They attack one another. The killer and the killed both go into the fire of Jahannam. Al-Qatir wal-Maqtul fi-Nar. So, this Sahabi, Nufay ibn al-Harith radiallahu anhu, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذا القاتل, as far as the killer is concerned, he kills somebody unjustly, we can understand, he goes to Jahannam. What about the person who was killed? Why must he go to Jahannam? Rasulullah SAW explained, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيسًا عَلَىٰ قَتْلِ صَاحِبِهِ. Just as the killer was desirous of killing this person, he too was also desirous of killing the killer. It just happened that his mouth came away first, and that person killed him first. If he had the chance, then he would have killed that person first. Both were desirous of killing one another. To fight one another, it is an extremely serious offense, especially when two Muslims are fighting against one another, and if the cause is unjust. And this is the thing that brings disunity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and breaks the unity of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, it is a very serious crime, a very serious offense when Muslims fight one another. And look at the intention. The intention was a malicious intention to kill your Muslim brother. And therefore, al-qatilu wal-maqtulu fi an-nar, both go into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand, see the a'mal that we do. Look at the, our intentions. How important it is for us every single time, every time we do something, to check our intention. It must be only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.